Leading our journey today is Bishop Timothy Doherty, Bishop for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Praised be Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining our podcast again. This second Sunday celebrates the Transfiguration of Jesus. He appears before a couple of apostles, speaking to Moses and Elijah. The gospel verse says, "From the shining cloud the Father's voice is heard. This is my beloved Son. Hear him." In the body of Matthew's gospel, it says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." In the ninth chapter of Luke today, the voice says, "This is my chosen Son. Listen to him." You may recall from your Bible study that in Luke's gospel, Jesus is always making his way toward Jerusalem, nearer to his sacrifice for us. When we become aware of this directional motif, we hear and listen at a deeper and, I hope, more personal level. There's a reason Jesus is moving toward Jerusalem. Years ago, Professor Mortimer Adler wrote a book called How to Speak, How to Listen. At the time, according to him, high schools did not teach the two most important skills, how to speak and how to listen. Who knew? Listening is complex, interactive, and attentive not only to words, but to underlying feelings, body language, timing, pauses, and silences. It is being attentive to the person who is saying something by words and example. God is saying not only to hear his Son, but to listen to his Son. And as the Gospel of Luke implies, listening to Jesus on the way to his sacrifice at Jerusalem. St. John Paul II was acutely aware that to listen to Jesus was more than listening to him teach truths. In this Pope's encyclical letter, The Splendor of Truth, if you read it all the way to the end, you learn that the splendid truth is the radiant face of Christ himself at the Transfiguration. So this Lent, it might be good to ask, can listening be sacrificial? Yes, if we take the word at its root, to make holy. Listening can be sacrificial when we dampen our inner voice and attend to the person in front of us, to listen to someone who may be on their own way to Jerusalem. When we listen that way, we're not thinking of our own response while that other person is speaking. How we do this can require some coaching, but we don't have time to do that right here. But I had an experience early in my priesthood. Went away for a couple of days seminar, thought I already knew about listening, got home, got called into a hospital emergency room, and I was hearing the patients, the nurses, the emergency room workers in an entirely different way. It was like I had landed on a different planet. It was very humbling, but what a wonderful grace it was. I had to wonder how much I had been missing. But rather than lament my lost opportunities, I could only be grateful that I learned a good little bit about listening in a very short time. By now it is obvious to you that part of today's message is listening more deeply to Christ will help us listen to other people. The same skill will carry over into our prayer, our reading of the gospel, our listening to God's word. Thank you for giving me some of your time today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you in your pilgrimage of hope.